good afternoon. I guess it's afternoon now. This is the Edit Me, How Gamers Are Adopting the Wiki Way panel. If you're in the wrong room, then stick around. It'll be more fun than wherever you were supposed to be. First of all, my name is Jake McKee. I blog at communityguy.com, and I also run a social strategy firm called AnsiView. We'll jump into the panel here in a second, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask for your feedback cards. The folks at the back of the room will be handing those out, I think, on the way out. Hopefully everything will be wonderful, but if not, please let us know honestly what you think so we can improve this session and others. But before we get started, too, I'd like to first know what you're here for. Raise your hand. Don't be afraid. My one-year-old daughter can do it. You guys can, too. And by the way, I get a dollar every time I work a picture of my baby in here for my wife. So thank you very much. First of all, how many people are marketing? All right. How many people are game development? Web development? All right. All right. Cool. Who's really is trying to get a job in the gaming industry and hoping that one of us might hook you up? All right. Nothing. see somebody other than me afterwards because I can't help you. All right. So what are you guys here for? What are you hoping to get out of this session? What was the goal for today? Anyone? You, sir. Okay. How to serve your clients with wikis, even though you've used them, you're hoping to try and expand that. Excellent. What else? Anyone? You're just trying to get out of the heat, which is not here in Austin, actually. A better idea of a wiki besides Wikipedia. All right. This is the session for you then. All right. Anybody else? Okay, you're building a new learning center and hoping to learn something about wikis and how you might be able to apply that in your own business. Fantastic. How to build a wiki for the community but keep creepers out. All right. Excellent. All right. Good point. So you're a gamer and you want to learn how wikis are going to make your gaming experience better. Good to hear. All right. Who's a hardcore gamer? All right. Quite a few people. Casual gamers. You don't even know what a game is and why you're here. Okay. Cool. All right. The marketing folks, right? All right. Cool. Well, let's jump in. I'm going to do some introductions first. April, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'm April Burba. I work for NCSoft North America, which is one of the world's largest MMO publishers. I work on a game as the community manager called Tabula Rasa. I'm sorry, it's Richard Garriott's Tabula Rasa. I'm also an associate producer. I've worked on City of Heroes, City of Villains as well before coming on to Tabula Rasa. We started our wiki back way in the beginning of beta. So I'm here to kind of talk about our experience, why we chose to have an external wiki versus doing our own, and kind of talk about the experience of building a wiki community for a game.
Hi, I'm Angelique Shelton. I work for Wikia. Wikia was founded by Jimmy Wales and Angela Beasley, and our basic mission is to enable communities to create, share, and discover content topics that they're passionate about. We use the wiki software, obviously. Right now, I run the gaming division. We have over 1,000 gaming wiki communities on games as broad as everything from, you know, Halopedia, Halo and Super Smash Brothers to all of the MMOs like World of Warcraft and Tabula Rasa to, you know, free-to-play online games. Basically, every genre, we've got a wiki community. We've got over 300,000 pages of content on games written by gamers. And so I'm here really to talk about why we've just been amazed at how the gaming community has really found this medium to be their preferred way to communicate and collaborate and collect, you know, all the world's gaming information, and how just the experience we've had at, and sort of becoming community mavens for gamers. I don't, that wasn't necessarily Wakia's original vision. We just wanted to enable communities of any type, and really gamers have become our sort of cream of the crop, and we love them.
I'm George Pybel, also known as Kirkburn. I'm lead admin on WoW Wiki, which is the World of Warcraft wiki. It's the second largest wiki, English-speaking wiki in the world, by traffic. And I can basically give you a fit, an insight into actually how wikis, a single wiki actually works.
And George, you're actually sort of a fan brought into the wiki, right? You were a WoW player first and brought into the WoW wiki as part of just, what, the normal gameplay?
Yes, I was. I've been playing World of Warcraft ever since it was launched, and I was getting very bored with my university career, so I decided I would start editing a wiki, and started editing WoW Wiki, and after a couple of months, got into the position of being an admin there, and have ever since been sort of guiding its path. I've been an admin for almost 2 years now.
Well, Angie, tell me the stat again about the WoW Wiki. It's, it impressed me. So first of all, it's the second biggest wiki in the world, behind Wikipedia. And what was the other number?
Well, I think there's 52,000 or so articles, and it gets about 3 million unique visitors a month, which is about half the English-speaking WoW Wiki player. So about half the people who play WoW Wiki who can read English. I'm sorry, half the people who play World of Warcraft who speak English come to WoW Wiki every month, which is just sort of shows the saturation level of and the reputation that the that yeah. this wiki written by no one who actually works for Blizzard has gotten.
Well, no one who actually says that they
who work says they Blizzard.
Well, so that's actually the first question. Let's start off with the basics. Why the wiki for your efforts versus forums versus blogs versus any other social tool? Why wikis?
I like information, and forums just aren't a great way of collating information. And often, I mean, you get a lot of arguments in forums. On a wiki, it's all about working together. And I mean, on WoW Wiki, it's fairly rare to have big arguments that people quite frequently just come to a reasonable decision that everyone can work with. And yeah, it's really good for collating all sorts of information that people might write fan fiction, and we allow that. And people want to learn more about the background of the game, the history, whatever the developers sort of made up about the game. We're really excellent at collating that together, something that developers would probably not have enough time for. And we have all sorts of stuff, strategies mm-hmm. and character names and everything you might find in the game. We'll have it on there.
All right. So, as we go along here, feel free to jump up and raise your hand. There's at least one microphone here you can come up to, or just shout it out and I'll repeat the question. But feel free to jump in anytime. Be like Bono, you can raise your hand too. So with a wiki that large and that big, that seems, you know, from the developer side of things, that seems like that's a fairly big deal. How does somebody like NCSoft feel about community-driven wikis like this?
Well, I think, you know, anytime that you can empower your users to get excited enough about your product to devote time to it, it's a good thing, right? Even if it's not necessarily, even if it's not our wiki, you know, our job is to enable people to enjoy the game and to meet other people to talk about the game. Because relationships between people and their relationship with, you know, the WoW admin and the other people who edit the wiki, their relationships with people are stronger than the game. And so it's their community to build. And if they get together and they want to document the game in that way, that's great. We're totally behind that, even if it's not necessarily, you know, on our website. The more reasons they have to talk to each other and spend time with each other and do things together, the better for us.
So do you think that, and this is for anybody, do you think that there's a difference in people who are as, you know, hardcore dedicated to a game like WoW or TR or wherever game that's, you know, really driving them. That's a passion. It's a hobby. Do you think there's a significance here for other industries or other concepts as well, other targets? So for instance, if I'm a business that doesn't have something as cool as a game, are there lessons that can be learned from sort of the amazing things that are happening with gaming in wikis and other things in wikis?
Yeah, I mean, I think at Wikia, I mean, we have 6,000-7,000, I don't know what our number is up to now, wiki community. So obviously gaming is a large portion. I think it really, you know, these community-driven work, anytime there's a passion. So whether your passion is about, you know, the best yachting ports around the world or the best vintage patterns to design for your kids' prom dresses to, you know, documenting the lore of Warcraft, I think any way that you can see your customers coming together to celebrate and discuss and collaborate on, you know, their passion, I think wikis are an amazing tool for that. It allows the influentials or, you know, a way to step up in the community and lead something and take ownership and accountability for something. And it's amazing to me that people, you know, everyone say, why do they write content for free? They're not getting paid. And a lot of people use the basketball analogy. Well, have you ever played basketball in a street court? Well, you know, people get paid to do that in the NBA. Why are you doing it for free? And I think people are always surprised that someone would want to take time of their spare time and talk about your product or your industry and just give back to the community. But there are people that are passionate enough to do that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of the social dynamics within a wiki. There's a lot of pride and attribution and community elevation that happens from contributing to one of these resources. And you don't really see it because as a consumer of the content, you just see this great content. You might not see behind the scenes the pats on the back they're giving each other and the elevations and sort of social status around this community that they get for sharing this information. I mean, Wikipedia, you can see that a lot, but it's happening in these more niche targeted communities around specific passions.
Yeah, I would just like to emphasize that social currency is really valuable. I mean, how would we have, you know, Linux, the operating system, without the social currency given to the developers who do cool things with it? I think, you know, where our entire culture, you know, digital culture is going is about being famous on the internet or about being known for doing something on the internet or, you know, social currency.
George is here at South
because of the internet. I'm here because of the internet. And that's valuable, even if it's not, you know, you can't put dollars to it. That is valuable to people, and people are passionate about that, and they just enjoy it. I think that the users of wikis are people who generally enjoy creating documentation, and we should totally encourage people who like to create documentation to do so.
Jake, this is another question.
Go ahead. So the question is, what happens as far as how the silo of the game and the silo of the wiki, do they collide? Do they not collide? How do you meet people in one and have that transfer to the other? Is that basically what you're asking? George?
It works. I edit WoW Wiki because I love the fact that I'm interacting with so many different kinds of people. And, I mean, this is a bit of an aside, but you're saying about playing with people online who you've met via WoW Wiki. I've met my girlfriend via WoW Wiki. You can, and it's so amazing that you find the people like this online. And I've noticed that more and more MMOs are thinking about how to get outside information into the games. That I can't remember specific ones, but there was one widget which basically allowed people to have an overlay which allowed them to browse the internet whilst playing the game. And
it's Play Expert.
Play Expert, yeah. And it was it's very popular, and people really enjoy to be able to find out. They might be doing something in the game. They want to know something else. They will have that extra information at just there for them.
Well, April, as a developer or the representative for a developer, do you find yourself thinking more and more about how you can make things like that overlay possible so that those silos become less and less silos and sort of an integrated mesh?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I think that's kind of where the entire, especially the MMO industry is going, is, you know, it's kind of this seamless experience for the user between kind of the web, especially places like wikis that have lots of information about the game and inside the game. I know that there are several games that have web browsers built in to the game. I think Eve Online does it, and I think Lotra might do it, and a couple other games. And to be able to be inside the game, have a question about the game, or not know how to do something, and to be able to open a window in the game, go to the wiki of the game, and find out the answer to your question, instead of having that be an opportunity for the user to exit the game, which you never want them to do, right? Especially as an MMO developer, you don't want them to ever leave the game. To be able to find the answer and keep going is important. And if you can enable that by creating that for them and by pushing information about the game out to provide tools to wiki developers such as XML feeds for character stats or database dumps of information, game information such as item stats or anything like that, it's just a win for us.
Well, I'm sure you have colleagues who, when the idea comes up of a community-run forum or wiki or whatever, but in this case, a wiki that they can access inside the game, there's probably some fear there. Is there any decision, or is there a better worst-case scenario as far as whether you start the wiki and hopefully get people involved from an early stage, or just seeing what happens with the community involvement? Is there a better or worse scenario?
I think it's a decision you should make as early as possible. It feels to me like the question that you're kind of asking is, if you're going to have a wiki, do you make the decision to make your own wiki as a developer, or do you make the decision to let the community run the wiki and do something like we did, where for Tabula Rasa, we had actually the Wikia wiki, and then we had a player-run wiki that was kind of completely organic. And they actually started back in our beta process. And we, as a company, went through the exercise of going, do we want to have our own wiki? Like you said, Guild Wars had a wiki, a player-run wiki, and then they decided to make one. And we saw kind of the issue that arose if you've already released a game and you've got a player-run wiki and you want to do your own. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? What are the difficulties? And we saw them kind of struggle with that issue, and we kind of sat down and made the decision to let our users do their own wiki. There were lots of security questions. If we run our own wiki, we have to separate it off of our, keep it completely separate from our network so that users can't do some sort of weird hack and get into the back end of our database. What if, the only thing that the users do with the wiki that we create is put giant pictures of penises up on the top of it? What if all they do is bash our product? Talking about the griefers and, what about the griefers? And we kind of made the decision, and Tabula Rasa as a game made the decision for our community management mantra to be helping the community help itself. So we kind of decided to let it go organic. We had decided to just let the community run their own wikis. We had two wikis at one point, and the most amazing thing happened. They got together and made one. And it happened very early in the time. And we decided during the beta process to support them and provide them with information. And the guy who was running the wiki did the amazing job of being willing to make sure that our NDA was being followed and people could only access the wiki if they were part of our beta program, which was absolutely awesome. And we just worked with them. And amazingly, it all went well. I think you have to trust your users when you're talking about, griefers and are people going to write dirty things on walls. You have to, number one, trust your users and have faith in them because they see that. And the other thing is that you have to let your community moderate itself, and they will. And the more that they own it and the more that they're responsible for it rather than you, the more protective they are of it, and the more they will use those tools to keep those people out, and the more they'll take care of their own.
So, George,
There need to be, especially with the World of Warcraft, have any issue with people publishing wrong data. Trying a guild that's already solved something, trying to publish bad data so that other people can't follow the footsteps.
So the question is, George, have you run into any issues where one guild's trying to basically undermine another guild by publishing incorrect information or something is that as subversive as that?
It happens, not that frequently, and most of the time it's self-correcting that one guild tries to do this, one person tries to do this. There's a lot of other people out there who will notice and will quickly put it back again. And WoW Wiki, which is different to most wikis, we don't allow anonymous editing. But despite that, we still get so many people coming, and almost all of them are there for the enjoyment of the wiki. The number of people that we ban is quite low. I'm surprised by how low it is a lot of the time, because I mean, you have so many millions of players, yet you might get one person a day who does that kind of thing out of all those visitors. I mean, something like 3 million page views, one bad edit. It works. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think one thing a lot of community managers or game developers or marketers come and they say, you know, well, if I just let my community create a wiki on Wikia or independently, you know, this can happen. They'll publish bad content and then people will fail in the game and that'll reflect on us badly, or they'll say bad things about us. And what they realize is you as a community manager are one person. The people that adopt the wiki and who are passionate about this wiki is always 5, 10, 100, 200 people. So that community as a police force is always going to be much stronger than, you know, the one gatekeeper at the dev house or at the marketing department trying to approve every edit that comes in. And I think that's...
They never sleep.
I think that's why we've seen wikis take off so much. You know, I mean, you look at the strategy guides, they're published once, and or you look at game FAQs and someone's got to approve every single submission. And they're out of date before anyone wakes up in the morning. And the wiki communities never sleep. They're across every time zone. And they're more passionate about the information being correct in most cases than the developers are. They're already moved on to the next game they're working on, you know.
Well, and even the published strategy guides have errors too. Yeah. So, you know, that's the reality. But George, I've got one question for you, and then I want to get to your question as well. When we were doing the introductions, you mentioned that, you know, Blizzard sort of, no Blizzard players are there that at least that identify themselves. Mm-hmm. Is it good that Blizzard's not there, or do you feel like you wish that they had more presence in this process?
I think independence is really important. That you shouldn't feel like you can say what you really think about the game. I mean, obviously within reason, you shouldn't be harassing anyone, but to not feel like you've got a corporation bearing down on you, watching everything you do, allows people to cover so much more. And
what about though if they were just another member of the community? So a developer comes in and edits a page to fix something that's incorrect that he actually worked on, for instance.
That's quite possible, but we wouldn't know.
But would you want more sort of visibility to that? Would it help or hinder or sort of?
I think it would hinder, because to know a good thing about wikis is that it's fairly anonymous. That you don't have to. You don't have to tell people who you are. That you can, because if you have a developer come on, and there's often people hate a certain section of the game, and they'll go straight for that developer and attack them. And it's not. I think it's just a good idea for it to be. It's just the community that developer might give you tools to, like, you know, fit into their database, that kind of thing. And one thing I've noticed over time is that Blizzard early on were fairly narrow in the kind of things that they would give out to the community, that it was the game, that was pretty much it. I think probably spurred by the fact that we have this encyclopedia, they started putting more information out, like more background type history pages, possibly because they saw errors in ours and they wanted to correct them, or just because they felt that they wanted to get into this. They wanted to get those people coming to them as well. And also, there's been much more information being given out about the workings of the game. Early on, it was very much like, this has happened, deal with it. And now it's much more of a back and forth between the developer and community. That they, that with these kind of website, you'll have something that's changed documented very, very quickly. And if it's a problem, it'll come up very, very quickly. And it will, and other things like, the databases that, database of stuff that exists in the game, Blizzard have become much more open with that, allowing us to take that information and put it on our wiki because it gets stuff out there. Mm-hmm. People can find out more.
Just to respond to the question about having the developers edit the wiki, Will Wright came by our Spore wiki and edited a page and made a comment and said it looked really cool. And they went berserk. They were like, oh my God, Will Wright visited our wiki. And I think, you know, all of a sudden for the next like month, the wiki was like this flurry of activity because they're like, you know, Will's looking at this and we need to make it the best it can be. So it also had a very motivating effect because they felt recognition and credit for being, you know, such passionate fans.
And of course, the key is he edited a page, not as many pages as he could possibly do and sort of try and take over just by not sheer knowledge alone. I often talk about to my clients that I'd much rather have a CEO commenting on blogs than I would having him write his own blog or her write her own blog. Because it's much more effective to empower the larger communities. That's good to hear. Jump to your question. Sorry, one behind. Yeah.
I've built the wiki way. It's like for me, it's like a book writing thing. And for me, it was whenever done that, it was an absolute failure for the book. I would like to ask you something. It's sometimes the wiki community and the wisdom of the crowd. is in collision with the creator of the games. And that would be a problem. Maybe the community sometimes can go wrong and then go somewhere wrong in the wrong direction. That must be somehow some to connect each other with the creator of the game and the wiki, and not leave it all.
Right. April, that's a good question for you. So the question real quick was, wisdom of crowds doesn't always yield positive results. How do you make sure that as the developer? Yeah, whether it's, you know, a book or a wiki or whatever it is, how do you feel about the wisdom of the crowd sort of taking things in the wrong direction? And what is the wrong direction, actually?
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying that what if the wiki goes contrary to the vision, to the game developer's vision, because we talk about the vision in very serious terms in game development and don't mess with the vision. It's been my experience that wikis are almost always primarily informational based, right? I mean, usually it's a documentation project about what the game is more so than what the game should be. And in that way, they don't usually they're not promoting their own vision. It's like this item has this many hit points and this many defense points. And it's not about, you know, well, this class should be played this way. That's the only kind of area I could see for danger is if somebody was writing a wiki article and said, well, you should play the defender class in this way and it should, you know, pair with, you know, a blaster in this way. However, most of the time when I see stuff like that on a wiki, people very quickly edit it out and say, hey, that's an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to document, you know, what the powers are, you know, so that people can make their own decisions about play styles.
Yes, we always go for neutral point of view on any subject, because it reduces clashes between the community.
Yeah, so I haven't ever experienced that as a problem reading game wikis going against a vision anywhere. I haven't seen that.
I would also mention that this is the people who are editing the wiki are passionate about it, so they're not going to be railing against the game the whole time, because why would they be playing it? Why would they be editing the wiki? That's what forums are for. Yeah, that's what forums are for.
Right. All right, a couple of questions here. I think you had one. We'll go to the microphone and then back to you.
So he's asking about would the community kind of had, would it have been more valid to have an official wiki as opposed to a community based, or which would be more valid to the community? Okay, I'm biased, and I'm going to say that up front. And I believe that communities should be empowered to be autonomous and not feel like the developer or the publisher is going to come in and censor them in any way. I feel very strongly about that. That's not to mean that you can't have an official wiki or an official forum that does not validate that community and does not let that community have that same freedom. It's just a lot harder. It's a lot harder when your lead developer comes up to you and says, this guy's posting on our wiki this, or on our forums this negative thing, and I don't like it, and you have to take it down. It's really hard when that guy's your boss to stand up to him and say, no, I'm not going to do that, because he has the right to say he doesn't like playing the defenders and that that particular thing sucks. That's his right to do that. It's really hard. And if you can't do that, if you can't stand up like that and let your community speak their voice in a true and honest fashion without censoring them, then you really should probably just let them be autonomous and independent from you.
Yeah. I mean, that said, in a lot of cases, if you're thinking outside of the game world, your community might not be self-organized or self-motivated enough to do that themselves, in which point you might want to edge them along, give them the space. My only advice there would be make sure you have someone in the community that you can appoint to be the sort of informal leader of it. Don't have it be yourself or someone who works for the company who could move on to a new role in 6 months or have fire drills come up and all of a sudden, you know, their job is different. Appoint someone who's going to take ownership of it, who, you know, is a passionate zealot to sort of be the champion.
I'll also highlight what you just said too, the having a community manager or a community person inside the company who has the ability and the freedom to stand up to others well above their pay grade and say, no, that's just not how we do it. That's very, very crucial. I think a lot of companies miss that, that they may have somebody there, but that person is not necessarily either empowered or comfortable enough standing up to their boss and the boss's boss, the CEO of the company, and saying, sorry, it's just not going to work for us. We're not going to do it that way. That's a big piece. All right. So at the mic.
Yeah. You guys have talked about the self-correcting, aspect of wikis. Is there a critical mass that you need to reach before that actually happens? I mean, WoW Wiki has 3 million unique, users or page views a day. But if you don't have enough eyes, are there any wikis that just kind of they don't reach that critical mass? They don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different tipping points. First of all, it's no fun to work on a wiki by yourself. But to be honest, I've seen wikis with 5 editors just succeed. I really think 5 is like the tipping point to me in terms of the number of people actively editing. Because what you'll end up is that core community that's setting the structure, setting the tone, writing the bulk of the content. And then, assuming it's a topic of broad interest, the readers will start to come in droves and they'll make the onesie twosies, the fixing the commas or adding in a reference. But I think it's much smaller than most people actually expect. You think you need, I'd probably say WoW Wiki might only have a couple hundred people who actually have contributed 80% of the content. It's not as wisdom of crowdsy as you think. It really is it's like a small group of people writing the bulk of the content and then thousands or hundreds of thousands of people just sort of like making it pretty, adding the final touches.
Thank you very much.
Over here.
I think that he's asking about how you create a feedback loop with your community if you're a gaming company. And I work in an MMO company, so that's actually pretty much the most important thing you can do when it comes to community. I think establishing that feedback loop and making the players feel like they've been heard is the most important thing you do. I think it's more important than running your own forums or any of that kind of stuff. And there are many different ways you can do that. One of our primary methods in Tabula Rasa is we have a feedback form that players can fill out and give us direct feedback. It goes through the Right Now web ticketing system, if you're familiar with that. We generate reports based on a pull down bucket that they say this is a PBP issue or this issue or that issue. And then once a week, that feedback is given, emailed directly to the developers in the Scrum working on that system. So they see that on a constant basis. Then every Friday, we post Feedback Friday, which basically takes any questions from the community or concerns from the community, and addresses those, and then does some future feature preview type things to close that feedback loop on a weekly basis with them.
George, do you see a lot of WoWWiki users coming to support, to get support issues or to solve support questions? How does support work within the context of the wiki?
We get some. We have some specific places for people to ask that kind of question about how the game works. And a lot of pages will have some strategies, suggested strategies for like how to take down a certain boss or such, that are probably probably the most popular part of the wiki is people looking for strategies and things.
Do you provide information to them on how to go through the proper support channels if they have a tech support problem or stuff like that, or they do users generally try to actually just solve problems in the wiki?
I think we don't really get that much tech support issues. That's probably because we immediately tell everyone to go away if they ask that, because it's just not our area.
So do you send them to the developer game site? Okay.
Yeah, generally, I mean, the forums are a very popular way of getting that kind of feedback.
Okay.
Again, another sort of division of labor between what's good for forum content and what's good for wiki content.
Yes.
All right, great.
There's actually a huge, he's asking, other than sort of encyclopedic documenting information, are there any collaborative projects in the sort of wiki gaming space?
In the industry, there are lots of amateur projects.
Okay, so I was just going to speak to the amateur. I mean, we have Wikia has a ton of amazing fan fiction wikis and canon and fanon and unfanon and that, where they're really, you know, it's for Star Wars, I think we have 5 different, you know, fanon and fan fiction wikis, and for a lot of the games as well. But from I think you're asking more from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, from a professional standpoint, I would say that as an industry, we're so tightly regulated by NDAs and other things of that nature that all of the wiki stuff that we do as an industry is very internal. Like Tabula Rasa has a huge wiki internally, and we do collaborative, you know, fiction stuff. We do, we as a group will go in and create armor sets or weapon sets, where everybody has, you know, the lead developer on that particular thing will say, hey, I added this page to the wiki, please go and put, you know, ideas for armor sets and whatever on this page. And then the next thing you know, there's 150 different weapon sets because people have come in there and collaboratively make it. So yes, but it's an internal wiki and no one can get to that, right? Because of our own intellectual property issues and NDA. And so no one from the outside is really going to see that. I do not know of anybody that's doing some sort of professional asking from the community to help, you know, come in and develop the game. But that doesn't mean it's not out there. I'm sure that there are probably examples of that in the industry that I just don't know about.
And George, why is WoWWiki more encyclopedic, if that's a word, versus some of the fan fiction? Is that an active choice that you've made as a culture, or is it just what people submit?
WoWWiki started as documentation for the UI of World of Warcraft, because that's something that the developer couldn't cope with creating. That was just too complicated, and so the community got together to do it. And then we kind of segued into creating the background of the game, because it just made sense. It was kind of just a forward progression. Fan fiction has been an issue but we try and make sure that there are places for people to do all this stuff, that we don't sort of shut them away from the wiki because it's not part of our vision. But we allow as much stuff as possible. I mean, originally we were a World of Warcraft only wiki, but that's kind of also merged into becoming more and more just Warcraft in general because it's just one big topic. But fan fiction is alive and kicking on the wiki.
What it sounds like too, this goes back to, you know, making from the developer standpoint, making some decisions up front about what's going on, because that helps to determine what the initial culture is, which the initial culture sets the tone for the foreseeable future. So that's back to your point about making sure you make that decision as a developer up front. All right, I think you were next.
This is an intellectually popular question. It's great to have the rep from the developer in from the wiki as well. What was your thoughts out this game? What do you think puts out this game rich with treasure and lore and all these things in the fans flock to? WoW Wiki and the document, and they create meta intellectual property to the game. Now, they have a tremendous audience, 3 million monthly users. They are putting ads there, and if you did, what kind of dialogue would occur or is occurring between the developer and the people who are paying for hosting the wiki? Where does that line, you know, where do you all think, who owns that IP about the game?
Mm-hmm.
It all turns into the
So, a couple questions. So, we do have ads on all of our wikis.
So repeat the question.
Oh, sorry. The question is, do you have ads on your wikis? And if they are, you know, earning revenue, how did the developers respond to that? Because in a way, they're actually, you know, they're writing about your intellectual property. So, is there a conflict there? Wikia does have ads on all of our wikis. We are a for-profit company. I think the ecosystem of fan sites and third-party fan sites has been around for, you know, a decade, if not longer, and everything from, you know, IGN Vault or GameSpot, they're writing about another company's products, or even, you know, TechCrunch, they're writing about another company's products. So I think the idea of people writing about other people's products and earning a profit on it has been around. So I think that's sort of the analogy we follow. In terms of how the developers themselves, in most cases, they're providing a lot of the content to us. They actually see us as being a very healthy resource, like April does for their community. They list us as one of their, you know, premier fan sites and on their community portal pages. And they more just see us as another way to serve their community, to keep people discussing their product and their world longer.
If I could just ask a follow-up.
Yeah.
It seems like the developers for a while, at least in the 2000s and 2010s, had a nice little premium cottage industry in licensing out to pretty much the other official game guys, and Wiki's really undercut the lead for that. You can go to Pop5, you can go to Alakazam, you can go to WoW Wiki, you can get what you need for World of Warcraft. I mean, never you can buy a book. How is that affected? I mean, I guess I see your point that fan fiction or fan support sites that are around for a long time, and it's kosher, it's okay to do that. But in that those fan guides kind of, or the game guides have kind of fallen away,
yeah, I don't know, because the fan guides are sort of published on day one. I mean, the Prima and the Cybex guys, they're published day one, and a wiki isn't ready probably till day 2001. So there's always going to be a time advantage that the strategy guys will have. So I haven't seen numbers on the sales of those, so I'm not sure how they've actually been affected. But I worked at Microsoft Game Studios before Wikia, and we didn't really make a ton of money on the strategy guide.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say as a developer.
We just kind of want to break even on those.
You're not making much money on those deals. The guys who are actually making money on there are Prima, you know, and
Walmart.
Yeah, and the sales guys, which is fine. I also wanted to say that, you know, I think the reason that people buy strategy guides most of the time is because they want to be able to be playing the game and have it sitting right there and not have to go back and forth on another screen. And then so they can have it in the bathroom. Most of the people I know that really like strategy guides read them in the bathroom, or, you know, they're just voracious about it. So I think they can coexist, and, you know, I think having passionate communities has a greater ROI than any of that kind of residual income that we're going to earn over strategy guides.
So does it bug you if that Wikia if you found out tomorrow that we were making $1 million a day on the Tabula Wiki. We're
not. No, because that means that we would be making at least 10 times that, right? So, you know, you're like, sweet, everybody's making money. But there, I just want to qualify that by saying there are legal issues and you should always talk to a lawyer, and I am not a lawyer and all that kind of blah, 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 blah.
All right, we have about 15 minutes left, so if you have a burning question, go ahead and head up to the microphone so we can knock through them as quickly as possible. But go ahead. You had your hand up. You had your hand up first. So as soon as you can make it to the mic.
Hi. So I'm a co-founder of Vinismo. It's a wiki about wine. And I wonder, when you have you mentioned that when you let the users build their content, then they protect the site themselves together. Or you use the word police too. But that's so that's if. Virtuous circle. But then what happens when it turns into a vicious circle, which is that they start to have a clique attitude that is, becomes an obstacle to newcomers and intimidating. And we see that in many articles in Wikipedia, for example. So how do you deal with it as an admin? Do you intervene then?
I'll let George take this.
Yeah. Okay. I try and make it as open as possible. I want as many people editing the wiki as possible that we won't. The barrier to entry should be very, very low. And we provide many, many ways for people to come in and find out some small little way that they can help out, that we won't sort of throw policies and guidelines and you broke this rule when you did it. We'll sort of, they might edit something. We might not be too happy with it, but we'll give them advice about it. We won't sort of shoo them away and say you weren't doing what we want you to do. We allow for many different types of communities in WowWiki, that you'll have the people who will just edit the UI stuff and you have the people that will just edit the fan fiction stuff. And we foster both of those. We try and make the rules fit everyone.
But there are a lot of cases, I think, not a lot, but there's a few where you get someone who has the admin rights that just is decided he wants his wiki to go this one way, and that could be the bad way for the community. So Wikia, as a sort of community host for these, we have a team of people who are experienced in community management who try to coach that person, and in some cases can sort of give someone else the similar rights and let them, you know, argue it out. It becomes tricky if you see a community going in the wrong direction, similar to if you see a country going in the wrong direction. If it's a democracy, you know, things like that can happen. But the point about Wikipedia, it's funny because Wikipedia has gotten to a point where there's so many policies and there's so many rules, and you know, it's really, you're afraid you're going to break a rule anytime you hit the edit button. Wikipedia is like America. You know, WowWiki is probably like, you know, Springfield, Illinois, and most wikis are probably like this room. You know, if you can just walk up and talk to someone, you can probably figure it out. So that's typically how we see it.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
What was the name of your wiki again?
Vinismo. Vinismo.
I was wondering if the data ever goes the other way. If what's being written on the wikis ends up in games, is there a mechanism for that? And if so, what's the IP conundrum at that point?
Quickly, all wikis are under the GNU free content license. So from Wikia's standpoint, we welcome the world to take the content and repurpose it how they want. That's not a problem on our end.
Usually from a developer standpoint, I don't know of anybody that's ever done that. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but I know that there would be some legal issues that we'd have to talk about with our legal department about exactly how that's going to happen. If it's going to happen, would we ever use that because of that license? Probably not. That particular license means if we're going to republish it, we have to also be willing to adopt that license. And I would say that 99.9% of the time, the game's not going to do that unless it is some sort of, you know, open source game. But I could see where that might work for that type of game. If you're making a giant open source MMO, which would be cool, it might be neat if that were to happen with some fiction or something like that.
Thanks.
Okay, we're getting pretty close to the end here. I'll go ahead and throw up our names and email addresses in case you want to contact any of us afterwards. Very quickly, you're getting the feedback cards. Please do submit those on your way out. But for the panel, starting with George, if if there's one thing that everybody here, you want everybody here to know before they walk out about wikis and gaming, what is it?
I think I said it earlier, but it works. That there's so many people that want to do this stuff. They want to get their information on the internet. And they enjoy it.
Excellent.
Andy? I feel like we've been saying it all along, but I think it's just that empowering your community is a very important thing, and that wikis are a new medium. They're a somewhat scary medium, but I've been coming from Microsoft, a very, you know, closed source company. I've been surprised at how out of chaos comes just amazing resources, amazing communities. So I encourage anyone who's nervous about it or looking forward to experiment with it to experiment away. And it's a wiki, so you can't really break it.
Yeah, I would just say to developers, I would just say don't be afraid. And I would say that about user content in general. I know that's a big buzz term kind of in the gaming community, is that, you know, passionate people create good games. I mean, it's one of our internal mantras on development in Tabula Rasa, is that, you know, happy, passionate gamers make good games. What you've got with a wiki community is a bunch of passionate, happy people. So don't be afraid of them. Trust them and give them the tools. Give them the tools to take care of their own community. It's really important that they're able to defend themselves. But then, you know, amazing things can happen.
And I also like your point, too. I'll throw this in there from the strategy standpoint, that start early.
Start early.
All right. So we probably have time for one more question. Anyone have anything else they want to ask before we leave? Go ahead.
Any of your things, if you have two people with conflicting thoughts, that this is the definite correct answer. And one person edits it, the next person back and fixes it, the next person gets it back and forth. How do you handle it, especially in something like that you might not know what the exact answer is if you don't have to develop?
That's the kind of thing I really enjoy doing, is that when there's conflicts, I like to sort of put myself in the middle and kind of sort of act as both their devil's advocates, to try and bring them together on some way that they can work together. Even if I'm the one great way that I've found that's really helped the community is to have, another way of for them to interact, that wikis aren't excellent for, communities. But if you have like an IRC channel in addition to it, that, people really get to know each other well on there, and they find out they really like each other, and that will give them some sort of, will push them to try and get to work together better on the wiki. And I really don't come across too many conflicts of that kind. There's always sort of a third way that will work for both of them, and they'll be happy with it.
All right. Actually, that was a quick question, so I think we have time for one honest last one now. Anyone? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So you're asking how do we deal with expansions, stuff that's about to come out but hasn't actually come out? Obviously, when it's under NDA, we don't put it up. But once it's free and open, we basically take it as being inevitable. It's going to be on the wiki, so we may as well have it now, and it kind of gives us the ability to have stuff there for launch. And we'll flag up which stuff is not currently in the game, but we won't like make it something completely separate, because it makes it even more work when the actual thing comes out, because we'll have to take off all this stuff again.
Yeah, I've seen it where, you know, on the page you'll see, you know, some information will say, and there'll be this big box that'll say, this information is about Burning Crusade, a future expansion pack, World of Warcraft, blah blah blah. So there's like disclaimers everywhere about things right before stuff happens.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And do you ever hear from Blizzard on things like that? Hey, here's a heads up that this is coming, or do they have any sort of direct line to you to give you feedback and know what to look out for?
Much more recently, that again with the whole opening up thing, that we've heard much more stuff earlier on than we would have previously.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think with that, we'll end right on time. Thank you very much. Thanks to the panel, too.